Praise the Lord. Tonight we'll be speaking from the fourth chapter of Hosea. And the name of the message is God Hath a Controversy. And chapter 4, verse 1. And this word controversy, this Hebrew word, it's a powerful word. It's that God has a dispute with sinners. God had a dispute with those who are in rebellion. A dispute with those. He's at war. It's a word that a controversy. At war with those that are in rebellion against Him. And the Scripture says in Psalm 5:5, God hates the workers of iniquity. All that love violence, His soul hateth. Psalm 11:5. And here He hath a controversy with His own people. And this book is Hosea. He has Hosea go out and marry an unclean woman, a sinful woman, a whore. He has her go out and marry a prostitute. Because he wants to be as a sign to the nation of their relationship to Him is that of a prostitute. They're unfaithful, they're idolatrous, they're lying, stealing. And it mirrors what's going on, not just in America, but what's going on this earth. Rebellion against the authority of the Scripture. Shedding of innocent blood, blood touching blood. False religious systems, idolatry, communism, atheism, secularism, Hinduism, Islam, Mormonism. All these false religious, and then you throw in the lying, the stealing. The homosexuality. The divorce, the fornication, the shedding of 50 million children, 60 million children aborted in America. And people say, revive America. I don't think so. The wicked, Daniel in chapter 12 says the wicked are going to continue to do wickedly. The righteous, you see, will continue to do righteous. But the wicked, they shall continue to do wickedly. And That's the theory about the difference between Arminianism and Calvinism, is that they think by their own free will these people can come to Christ. But no, God has a specific people that He's ordained for salvation. You see? And they're always saying, well, the next generation, we want to save this generation. There's always a next generation that's going to need to be saved. You see, and the sins are mounting up, and we shouldn't be crying for revival. We should be crying, come, Lord Jesus. Make a new heaven, make a new earth. You see, that should be our cry. Come, Maranatha. The Apostle Paul said there's a special crown laid up for them that love is appearing. But all I keep hearing is this cry to turn America around. We should want the new world order to come. We should want Christ to come and rid this earth of the sin and the wickedness and the idolatry. You see, and rid it of the demons and rid it of the wicked one. We should want a new heaven and a new earth. But we're earthly minded. It's like pray for a revival. Okay, God revives America. What about the rest of the world? Excuse my language, which is a crap hole. The divorce in Europe and the giving our homosexuals our children to raise in America. The number one producer of pornography. You see, God bless America. I don't think so. We should want the economy to collapse. We should want this place to go down so God can make a new heaven. And our cry should be, come, Lord. Our thoughts should be on things above, on eternity. Amen?
Amen?
Heavenly minded, not earthly minded. And that's what this message is about, is that God has a controversy with this land, with America. He has a controversy with this planet, with this earth. There's a controversy He has, and He's at war with sinners. Amen?
Amen.
He's at war with sinners. He has a dispute with the wicked of this world. Amen? And He's going to pour out His indignation. He's going to pour out His wrath. And His judgments are as light, the Scripture says. Glory be to God. I think it's in Hosea 4:7. Now, let's see, that's in Hosea. I need to find this, man. Let's start with verse 1. Chapter 4 of Hosea. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with you. He has a dispute with your behavior, with your sin. Amen. He's at war. Amen. And he brings them down and he carries off the northern country, Israel, into Assyria. He literally disbanded it all. Until that they brought in people from other nations, and there was so much mixture you couldn't tell who the true Jew was. They lost sight of their heritage and of their tribes and of their inheritance and the land. They lost it all because of their rebellion. There's nothing left. You see? And that's what sin does. And he has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth, there is no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. Verse 2, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Just more violence, more sin increases, more sin. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And the truth of the matter is this is happening at a time when Israel was prospering. Look at verse 7. It says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Isn't that what's happening in America? All that we were and all that we were and is now turning a disgrace. People said, I'm proud to be American. I'm not. Not anymore. Not with 4,000 children dying every day. Not with them giving our children to homosexuals to raise. Not with 60% of marriages in divorce. Not being the number one producer in pornography. Not with people living together and fornicating. There's more dogs than children. We're not reproducing ourselves. Society can't survive without family. Without wives. They don't promote marriage. We don't teach our young women and young men to be good husbands and good wives. And that this is the real meaning. Amen. For a woman is to have a husband and have children. We can't. Civilization won't survive. And the devil's destroyed the structure of the family. And as they increased, it says here in verse 7, so they forgot God. And as God has blessed America, as God has blessed Europe, we have forgotten God. We've turned our back on God. Glory be to God. Listen, it's swearing, lying, killing, stealing. There's no knowledge of God in the land. No knowledge of the holy. People compromise. No truth. They're not preaching repentance. They're not preaching faith. They're not preaching against sin. They're not naming sin. They're preaching money. They're preaching, God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to be healed. You'll never have to suffer. They're scratching the people's ears. And that's a sign of the last time. You see, people will heave unto themselves teachers to tickle their ears. And that's the ear-tickling message. As if there's no suffering involved in being a Christian. And that God will make you rich. And that God will make you the head. You'll have the best job, the best house, the best clothes. That's not the gospel. It's pick up your cross and deny yourself. Is that your heart is deceitfully wicked and deceitful. And that you need to be born again. You need to repent. You need a new heart, a new spirit. And you need to die to this world and die to the self. And all your desires, lay them down. That's the gospel. Is that you must be born again. You must have a new heart, a new spirit. And then your desires is righteousness. Then your desire is truth. Then your desire is to live holy. He's blessed us with spiritual blessings. Amen. Ephesians 1:2 or 1:3. Blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. Who has chosen us, elected us from the foundation of the world to be holy and to be blameless. You see, a people that turns from their sin. Glory to God. There's no knowledge, true knowledge of God in the land. And it's evident by the decisions our politicians make. And the choices and the things our judges and the laws that they're implementing. They're godless. And removing God out of school. Removing God out of society. You see, he has a controversy with this land. He's not going to bless this land. Glory be to God. He's at war with America. Haven't you seen the judgments? And the judgments are as light. He's not doing this in darkness. Dear God. Here we go. Let's start with verse 4. Hosea 6:4. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away. Therefore I have hewed them. I've spoken by the prophets. I've spoken to the midst of them. Your goodness is as morning dew. They say, let's revive, let's return unto the Lord. They keep saying that, but it only lasts for a short time. Isn't that America? We see these judgments falling on America. Drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, war, all these things. Fire, 2/3 of America on fire. 2/3 of America. These are judgments of biblical proportion, but nobody sees it. Nobody's watching. And it's not just here in America. It's happening all over the world. Amen. In 1 week, last week, there were 4 earthquakes. 7.6 in Costa Rica. 7.4 in San Salvador. 7.6 in the Philippines. And then 2, 3 in China. And this is just the last few years. It's just getting worse and worse. Amen. And his judgments, let's keep reading. Therefore I have hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. He's given us his word. You see? He's given us his son. He's given America thousands of Christian churches and hundreds of thousands, Christian radio, Christian television, which is a bunch of garbage. They keep selling the blessings of God. You can buy anything. You can get any blessing for cash. You want your kids saved? Give cash. You want a super anointing? Give $1,000. One station was selling the goodness. You want to experience the goodness of God? Buy it for $1,000. No wonder there's judgments all over this earth. Our economy is in the toilet. You see? And as we increased, we didn't thank God, turn to God. And that's an example throughout all Scripture from the beginning. After He brought them out of Egypt, after they went into the Promised Land, they got fat, it says. And what happened when they got fat? They forgot God. So I say, let the economy fall. You see, because when they're increased, according to Hosea, okay, when they increase, they forget God, they backslide. Glory to God. They don't know. We don't know right from wrong anymore, left from right. And that's the whole thing. God has a controversy with this land. And then you go to Amos and you see that judgment after judgment after judgment. Amos chapter 4. But they don't return. You see that? They're not returning. He's sending pestilence. He's sending drought. He's sending plague. He's sending insects. He's destroying their fields, their crops. But they're not returning. And that's what we have in America. And nobody sees it. That coming from God. It's global warming. Or it's Mother Nature. You see? But either all things are of Him and through Him and to Him, or they're not. You see? And we should be crying to let this economy fall. If you really want to see revival, if you really want to see people come to Christ, then He has to strike and take the economy down further. Why? Because when He blesses us and the economy is strong, we forget Him. Amen?
No.
Therefore, I have hewed them, carved, split in two by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as light that goeth forth. Everyone can see God's judgments. He's saying, I'm not doing this in secret. I warned you. I told you what would happen if you did not repent, if you did not turn to me, if you did not obey me. I warned you. And this Israel back in Hosea, it mirrors America right now, and not just America, this whole earth. You see, the whole earth is covered in the blood of innocents, blood touching blood. More and more and more increasing. 150,000 every day. So America gets revived, but the rest of the world's going down in idolatry and down in wickedness and sin and perversion. Selling young children into sex slavery. And then we want America to God to revive America so this can go on in the rest of the world? What kind of thinking is that? And that's the whole premise of this message, is that the Bible does not teach that. You see, the Bible does not teach that. The Bible teaches it'll get worse. The Bible, perilous times are dangerous times in the last days. And teachers heaping unto themselves, teachers to tickle, and that's the problem. The priests are corrupt. They eat up my people, it's sin. And what that means is that they're not preaching the truth, and they want to keep the people in pews, and they're not teaching them the whole counsel, and they just, as long as they keep coming, because if they started preaching the whole counsel of God and preaching repentance and new birth, and laying down your life and picking up your cross and denying yourself, which is the gospel, then half the people in the church would leave and they wouldn't have any money. And that's what the priests were doing here in Hosea's day. They were compromising. They weren't preaching the people the law. And the people kept sinning. And the more they sin, see, the more they don't preach the law, the more the people sin. And the more they sin, the more offerings they bring. And they're eating up everything that belongs to God. It's supposed to go to God. It's going to the priest. You see, and most of the things that are supposed to be going to missions in the church are going to these men who are covetous. You see? Glory be to God. The judgment is light. I have hewed them. The word hewed means to go into the midst. My words have gone into the midst of them, and they're under conviction. His word does not return unto them, but yet they don't repent. Yet they don't turn to Him. Amen? Oh God, hallelujah. The goodness, America, He sends Katrina. Millions started coming into the church. Katrina, 9/11. Even now, with the droughts and these things, and people pray, but it's like the morning dew. It only lasts for a while. You see? And the reason is that they're not elected unto salvation. And the wicked can only do wickedly. Arminians are under the impression that of their own free will that they can come to God and choose God and turn around. No. It takes God changing the heart. It takes God opening the ear. It takes God. They're dead in their sin. They're ruled by a different spirit. And without God, who is rich in mercy, wherewith He loved us, unless God quickens them together with Christ, they can't be saved. But they keep going out and going out and thinking and praying for this revival that these people can just turn. No. The wicked, and if they do, it'll only be like the dew. It'll only be like the morning cloud. It'll only be for a while. Then they will fall back. A pig returns to his vomit. A pig is a pig. And a dog is a dog, and he always goes back to his vomit. You see? 2 Peter, the second chapter. Can a dog, a pig, unless God does a miracle, a pig cannot be transformed into anything else. You see? He's always going to go back to the mire, to the mud, to the filth. Glory to God. Let's go to Daniel real quick, chapter 12. I wanted to save this for later, but I think it's one book back. Daniel 12, if I can find it. Here we go. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but that wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You see, the regenerated, the ones that know Christ, He is our wisdom, they shall understand. But those that are wickedly, they won't understand, and they'll continue in their wickedness. And that's what it's like a strong delusion over our nation right now, that we should believe a lie. You see? And the delusion is that if we just pull up our bootstraps and tighten our belts and get our economy going, everything will be all right. No, when the economy's good, people turn away from God more. You see? They forget God. The church. Go to the church in the summertime. Look at giving in the summertime. See, people just kind of forget God and they go into the world, the entertainment. And that's what I see. They say, oh, we want revival in this. But really, it seems to me that they just want to keep living here on earth. That they want earth to continue the way it is. They like the entertainment. They like the sports. They like their 2-3 week vacation. And they like the good food. And it seems to me we're so earthly minded. That if we're looking around, His judgments are as the light. They're all over the earth. Record rain, record snow, record heat, record drought, record fires. Just you name it, record earthquakes. Never seen such things. Volcanoes spewing out ash, shutting all of Europe. It's not just here. Record floods in Pakistan. Record floods in China. Massive earthquakes in Pakistan, China. Hundreds of thousands dying. You see, and judgment is light. It's clear as day. The earth is under the judgment of God. And it is mercy. It's a judgment under repentance. But it won't last that much longer. Glory to God. My cry is, come, Lord Jesus. My cry is, remove the wicked one off this earth. Remove the demons off this earth. Amen? Make a new heaven, a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. That should be the cry of every believer. God, gather the wheat into the barn, but remove the tares. We shouldn't want to stay here one more second after that last name that was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We shouldn't want to stay here one more day, one more second. What's that last name? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's not out of hatred. It's like, I don't take no pleasure, but this is what the Bible says is going to happen before Christ comes. You see? His wrath poured out. A new world order, new government. Why don't we pray for the new world order to come? You see, why don't we pray for God to manifest Himself and to put the nations in fear? You see, the nations that know need not. David said, pour out thy wrath upon the nations that know need not, and upon the heathen that have not called on your name. 10:6. 10:6. Psalm 10:6. Glory to God. But that is so powerful. Daniel 10:12. And many shall be purified. You see, and this is a time, if you look at verse 1, it's a time of tribulation. Such as not as the world has seen. And at that time is the resurrection of the dead. The tribulation and the resurrection go hand in hand. And many shall be purified and made white and tried. That's what the tribulation is for. The persecution and the tribulation is to make us white. It's to make us ready for His coming. Without that, many, many people won't be in the kingdom without this tribulation. Amen? Because they're serving two masters. They're serving God and they're serving mammon. And they're friends of the world. Friendship with the world is enmity against God. It's hatred against God. Amen? Glory to God. And He has a controversy. God's at war with the sinful, with the nations. The nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. The wicked and the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. I believe it's Psalm 19:17. Beloved, that's the destiny of the wicked. You see? Those that aren't born again, that's their destiny. And you can't change it by their own free will. Salvation, it comes by grace through faith. It's not of him that runs. It's not of him that wills. But of God who shows mercy. You can't will your own salvation. You can't run enough. You can't work for it. It comes by grace through faith. Glory to God. I heard this audible voice. I say this in every message because it's true. And I want to prepare people for the Lord. I heard an audible voice, an angel flying in my room. He said, the Lord cometh. The Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints. The Lord cometh. And I believe that. And we need to look up. Our redemption's drawing nigh. We need to quit looking at the earth. Get our minds on things above, not on beneath. And not that you should stop working. I'm not calling you to that. And not that you should not stop doing good deeds and loving people, but it's time to look up. This nation's under a delusion that everything's okay. And it's not just the economy. It's the lying, the stealing, it's the immorality, it's the violence, it's the drunkenness, it's the drug addiction, it's the prostitution, it's the pornography, it's the fornication, the adultery, the divorce. Jesus said in the last days, love would grow many. The love of many would grow cold. Sin would abound. That's now. What's more colder than a woman or a husband walking out on their wife or a wife walking out on their husband? 60% has to do with immorality. Has to do with pornography. You see, has to do with loving the world. And it's as much supposedly in the church. And I heard one great preacher say, well, there is probably not the true church. And I have to agree with that. You see, but divorce, fornication, everyone living together, the homosexuality, civilization cannot function, cannot survive without reproducing itself. China has 200 million men that will never be married because they've killed off all the female children, all the women. They've killed the young female babies at incredible rates. Well, that's a nightmare waiting to happen. So here in Daniel, you see the wickedness. They shall not understand. But the wise shall understand. The wicked are going to do wickedly. A pig is a pig and he's always going to go back to the mire. A dog is always going to return to his vomit. And I'm telling you that God has sent judgments on Europe. God has sent judgments on China, on all the nations. The economies of the world are about to collapse. And if it does, the world order will come. I say, let it collapse. Come, Lord Jesus. That should be the cry of every believer's heart, is to be under the rule and authority of the King of Kings. Yes. Glory to God. Go to Amos. Amos, the fourth chapter. Hosea, Joel, Amos. Amos was a fruit grower, a farmer, a handler of livestock, and God spoke to his heart, I want you to go speak this. And I feel God is speaking to my heart. Amen. That he has a controversy. He's at war with our nation. He's at war with this land, with all the land, with this earth. Amen. Go to Isaiah 24. And he's going to destroy all the earth. He's going to make a new earth, a new heaven. And he has a controversy. Glory be to God. He's at dispute with this earth. Glory be to God. And I don't see revival in the Bible. We're going to go to that. I don't see revival. I see a falling away, it says. You see? Man, we'll get there later. I always start preaching ahead. Amos chapter 4. Let's start with verse 6. Anyway, let's start with verse 5. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free will offerings, for this is like you, O ye children of Israel, the Lord, saith the Lord God, and I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and one of bread in all your places, yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. So he smote them with famine, no bread. Cleanness of teeth, not enough food, but they don't repent. They don't return to Him. He's smitten us. He's smitten the land. He has smitten this earth. I've been watching it for 3, 4, 5 years now. And it's getting worse and worse. But yet we don't return. And they make their offerings with leaven. See, they're not in obedience. Their offerings are tainted with their sin. So many of us go to church and we make our offerings, but we walk out the door and forget what kind of people we are to be. A holy people. And we go to church on Sunday and live like the devil the other 6 days, and then we bring our offerings and it's got leaven on it. You see? And it's not this offering they're offering with leaven is not in accordance with Scripture. Their offerings to be without leaven. Our offerings are to be without leaven. We give our bodies as an offering. Present yourself as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Dead to sin, alive unto God. You see, without leaven. And that's why there's judgment. Glory to God. And bring your sacrifices. Come to Bethel and transgress as Gilgal. Multiply your transgressions. Bringing your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. Every morning they're bringing their offerings to these idols. But yet they don't bring God's offering. They've forgotten God. He doesn't get His until 3 years later. They're backslidden. And that's our country. That's our people. That's this nation. That's this planet. Glory to God. It's all lip service. Hallelujah. Only when they're in trouble. In 3 years, they start getting in trouble, falling under His judgments. Dear God, can't you open your eyes? Amen. And see what's going on in this nation? That God's favor, God's grace is off this nation. And deservedly so. See? And it's only going to get worse. And we keep praying better. It's not. We should be praying, Lord Jesus, come. We should be praying, bring this nation down. Send your judgment on this nation. Your judgment is just. And as light, we should know it's coming. This earth should know it's coming. The wise, the ones with wisdom that belong to Christ should know that judgment is coming and it's here. It's as the light is clearly seen all over the planet. Glory to God. Okay, verse 7. See, He smit him with bread, cleanness of teeth. Not that He completely quit feeding them, but He cleanness of teeth. He withheld their bread. You see. Glory be to God. Verse 7. Yet they have not returned. And also I have withholden the rain from you. That sounds pretty familiar. And there was yet 3 months to harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city and caused it to not rain upon another city in one piece. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained did not wither. And that's what we have today. We have rain in certain places, and things are growing and it's not withering. But in a lot of places there is no rain, and it's destroying the crops. It's destroying the livestock. It's exactly, but yet they return not. Glory be to God. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. You see, they're wandering. We don't have enough. You see, we work, we labor, and we're not getting the return on what we're working for. You see, and it's not enough, and the people aren't satisfied. You see, in their lust, and they're going from this to this, but they're not satisfied, for God is withholding the rain. You see, I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your figs and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them. Yet have you not returned, saith the Lord. Amen. He's striking them. Judgment after judgment. No rain. Crops being devoured by palmer worm, by locusts. You see? Cleanness of teeth, not enough bread. And that's what we're seeing, the beginnings of these things in our nation. Glory be to God. And I don't think that there's not going to be repentance. You see? I don't care how good our economy is. The fornication, the adultery, the homosexuality, the perversion, the pornography, the divorce. These are the things that are bringing down the economy. These are the things that are in His judgment, and they're not going to stop these things. It's going to get worse and worse. Amen? And that's what this is about, is God has a controversy with this country, with this planet. Amen? He's at war with the sinners. He hates the workers of iniquity, it says in Psalm 5:5. You see, and they're going to continue to do wickedly. And how 80% of the church is under impression. If we just love them and give them food and medicine and do all these things, we can win them to Christ. Now, those are good works that adorn the gospel. But that's not what brings men and women to Christ. It's the Spirit of God. Now, God uses those things and works in those things. to bring people to repentance and change their hearts and their lives. But there's not going to be a revival, a great awakening. Amen. All that the Father hath given me, God's given Jesus a people, I shall lose nothing, but raise it up the last day. Amen. And not one person outside of who's written in that book is going to be saved. They cannot of their own free will come to God. Amen. God draws them. He gives salvation unto them. Jesus said, no man can come unto me unless it's given unto me by the Father. It has to be given unto them. Salvation is a gift, not of works. See, and he has a controversy with the sinful, with his nation, for the bloodshed. Come in and shut the door. Oh, while my indignation passes, and the earth shall disclose its blood. There's going to be a time when God pours out His wrath, and it's going to be manifest how much blood, innocent blood, was shed on this earth. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. Glory be to God. And you see here in Amos that He sends His judgments, but they don't return. What does it take for them to return unto Him? They can't, because they're wicked. You see? And they're going to continue to do wickedly. And no matter how much we preach to them, they're not going to be saved. They're not going to repent. Amen. Ordained unto condemnation. Brute beasts made for destruction. And they're laboring and praying and doing all these things probably for naught. But we don't know who the elect are. That's why we have to preach the gospel. But you see here, God, in Hosea, He has a controversy. They're lying, they're stealing, they're committing adultery and violence. We're far more perverted than they are. We're far more wicked. We've had far more light than Israel. Far more light. We have the whole canon of Scripture, this nation. We have thousands of churches on every corner, Christian radio, but yet there's no righteousness. You see, there's no holiness, there's no repentance. And for 200 years, the gospel's gone out. You see, and it's gotten worse, and it's going to get worse. And we pray for the economy to get better, and we pray for more jobs. And all these things do is cause people to forget God and get further and further away. But you take a man's job, you take a person's home, they don't have food on the table. Let me tell you what, they're going to start crying out to the living God. That's when people cry out to God. Amen. They cried out to me in their distresses. In their trouble, they cried out to me, and He saved them out of their affliction. Glory to God. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Here's the third point, is that Scripture teaches things aren't going to get better. Things are going to get worse and worse. And evil men, worse and worse. You see? But they that do wise shall understand. The ones that are born again should understand this. What the Bible, Matthew 24:12, the love of many shall grow cold. When shall these things be the sign of your coming? The love of many growing cold. Sin growing abounding. And that's what we have, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. In Noah's day, all the thoughts and imaginations of men's hearts were evil. And that's what we have today. People given over to lust. People given over to their sin. Debauchery. My Lord, I can't. This is really giving homosexuals children to raise. And that all that is doing is putting approval on something God says is sinful and something that God says is an abomination. And tell me, you know, when a kid lives with his parents, he walks in them when they're having sex. How do you explain that to a child? One man with another man doing these perverse things, and he walks in on it and sees this. How are you going to explain that to a child, that that's acceptable? Is that what God intended? Or a woman with a woman, for that matter. How do you explain that to a young man, a young woman? You see? And all it does is turning our young people and brainwashing them that this is the way that people live and that this is normal. It's not. Evil's become good. And now good is evil. Can't you see? Open to their eyes. Your eyes. Glory to God. We sin as Sodom and we hide it, not out in the open, with our politicians leading the parades. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4. Glory be to God. Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. Lord, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see, waxing worse. And this coincides with verse 1. Know that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, greedy, boasters, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Despisers of that which is holy. That's today. Glory to God. Go into France. Go into Europe and preach the gospel and see if you don't wind up in prison. Go to Canada. And our nation is heading that way. Look at the drug car, the violence. Dear God. Dangerous times shall come in the last days. This is it. What is danger? People loving themselves. Lovers of self. Lovers of pleasure. That's dangerous. That's what we are. A pleasure mad society. What's more selfish than homosexuality? I don't know. It destroys their families. It destroys their relationships with their families, with their friends, their careers. They lose their careers. And now they're putting the whole nation as... what's more selfish than that? You see? And then wanting to marry, the marriage. They're getting the attack on the home and the marriage. We're not reproducing ourselves. Society. And it just won't continue. The Lord cometh. The Lord cometh. I had a dream, souls being thrown into the lake of fire, and Jesus said, John, prepare for the Lord. See, things aren't going to get better. Things, lovers of selves, lovers of pleasure, despisers of those that were good, disobedient to parents, our youth. It's so far that we say we have the youth leaving the church once they leave their parents' home and go to college in great numbers. Well, I say if they leave, they weren't of us. And if they are of us, they will return. Not one will be lost. Our thinking is not right. And so now we got to go after these youth and we got to do, and if we just do this, you know, and teach this and then they'll be saved. We're not doing our job. No. They're coming. God will bring them back. Not one, every prodigal son and daughter will come. Glory be to God. Having a form, in the last day, a form of godliness. They deny the power thereof. They deny the power that's able, the claims of Christ on their life. You see? They have a form of godliness and they go to church and they pay their taxes and they work. But they deny the power, God's right to rule in their life. You see? And if they were preaching the whole counsel of God, these people would leave the church. Amen. But they don't want it. They want the offerings. They want the money. And then we have the church not being leavened. And society's just crashing. But praise God. Amen. That's where revival will be born. And you want a revival, but the revival is for the church. It's not for the wicked. It's not for the ungodly. That's not what revival's for. The revival is for the church. For the church to get right. For the church to come out from among them and be holy. That's what revival is. Go to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And we'll see that before Jesus comes, there's not a great revival awakening. There's a great falling away. There's an order here. There's a falling away. The Antichrist comes and Jesus comes. Amen. Do you want Jesus to come?
Amen.
Amen. For you yourselves, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. For yourselves, brethren, know your entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. This is 1 Thessalonians. I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him. There's the rapture, the coming of the Lord and the rapture. The rapture is at the coming of the Lord. Not some secret event and nobody knows and nobody sees. Okay? That ye be soon not shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor word, nor by letter from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. That ye be soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. What are you saying? They were worried that they had missed the coming of Christ, and that their relatives had died, were not going to be raised. And he's saying it hasn't happened yet. And before it happens, these things have to happen, is what Paul is saying. Let no man deceive you by any means, that that day, the coming of the Lord, shall not come except there be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of destruction. Okay, before the coming of the Lord, there has to be a falling away. That's now. That word falling away is falling away into apostasy, into false teaching, into false doctrine. That time is now. Turn on the religious broadcasting and you'll see. You see, the watered down gospel, not preaching the whole counsel of God so that people will keep giving. You see, and then they promise them the Holy Spirit. They promise them salvation for their children. They promise them healing. They promise them all these things for cash. That's a false gospel. That's a falling away. Amen?
Amen.
Peter said, in the last days they shall make up clever little lies to get a hold of your money. That's what they have. Through feigned words, they shall make up clever little lies to get a hold of your money. Glory be to God. But let no one deceive you by any means, that that day the coming of the Lord shall not come except there be a falling away, and that that man of sin be revealed, the son of destruction. So if you have before the coming of the Lord, there's a falling away. And that's what dangerous times, evil men getting worse and worse. And a falling away, not revival, a falling away is what Paul just said, is what Peter said, is what Jesus said. Amen?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Go to 2 Peter, the second chapter. This is what the Bible says. Okay, denying the Lord that bought them. Okay. Okay, let's go read verses 1 through 3. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and we'll close here. And there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. There's the falling away, their evil ways, their deceitful ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Isn't that what we have today? So many people speak so evil of the truth because if they see these things on TV, and all these people want is their money. You see that? And so the way, the truth, Benny Hinn, all these people are evil spoken of. Christianity is evil spoken of. Because they're selling the gospel. Selling blessings for cash. And even sinners know that's not right. And the way of truth is evil spoken of. Because of this falling away, this bad doctrine. And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. See, with feigned words. And what that means is that they're making up all these clever little things to get a hold of your money through covetousness. He warns of these false teachers and false... And what is their message? It's covetousness. It's greed. It's selling blessings for cash. That you'll always be healed. You'll never be sick. There's no trials. There's no tribulations. You see, that just come to Jesus and everything will be all right. That's not the gospel. Those that live godly will suffer persecution, and persecution's coming, and tribulation's coming, and the Lord cometh. Amen. And how can you escape the damnation of hell? Only by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. 70% of Americans believe that there's more than one way to God. Neither is there salvation in any other. You see, we're not a Bible believing. We're not making our decisions and governing our lives according to the Scripture. We've left the Scripture. Mitt Romney, there's another example. You see, a man that believes one day he will obtain godhood, he believes the oldest lie in the Bible. That's the oldest lie. You shall be his God. His Jesus is a different Jesus. Heaven will be shut up over the White House no matter which one of these guys win. They're not born again men. Look at who we elected. That shows there's a delusion. That shows that we should believe a lie. Look who we've elected and running for president. We're under a delusion. We should believe a lie. Glory be to God. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. Draw nigh unto us, Lord. Open the eyes of your people. Bring us out from the world. Forgive us, O God. Draw nigh unto us. Sanctify us. Set us apart. Know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. Fill your people. O God, they come out from the world. They be ye separate. They'd understand. Lead them into truth. Show them things to come. Open their eyes that they might see that your coming is nigh, that their redemption draweth nigh, that the judgment is at light. As is light, the judgments of the Lord are clearly seen in all this earth. They would prepare themselves to meet their Lord. Use me, Father, to prepare for the Lord of people. O God, we pray these things. Not one would be lost. We bless you. O God, draw nigh unto your people. Make a way of escape, O God, from these testings, these temptations. Make a way of escape. They would come out from among them. Come out of her, my people. They would come out of Babylon. Bring your people out of Babylon, we pray. We bless you. Thank you for this word. Would it go forth to bless your people? Use it for your glory. May it not return unto you void. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.